Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for September 26th from Isaiah chapter 48. It's all about Cyrus. God put himself on the line in this latter half of Isaiah's prophecies. Earlier in chapters 44 to 45, God called in the diviners, false prophets, and the wise of the world to put them on notice. God was going to do something bold, new, and irrefutable. Judah, though utterly destroyed, the temple a heap of rubble, and what was left of the people in exile would be restored and in far better condition than in their present and in their past. How could the wise be sure? Because God put himself on record by writing that a ruler with a specific and non-Hebrew name would come as a deliverer of Israel. Cyrus, born in 580 BC in far-off Persia, conquered Babylon in 540 BC. Shortly after settling into his rule in Babylon, he commissioned 30,000 Jews to return to their homeland and rebuild the temple to God Most High. In other words, 160 years before the Jews would ever even hear of Cyrus, let alone see him, God said he was coming by name. Think about that. If what God said would happen did not happen to its smallest detail, how reliable would he be? Could people trust him for anything? But the prophets of God are not like Nostradamus or Edgar Cayce, frauds as slippery as eels. No, God's prophets are very specific and verifiable in their claims for the people of God and of the world. The voice of God can be trusted, even when the outward circumstances of life might cause a person to doubt. Believe God when he says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Jeremiah 29:11. Thanks for joining me today. We'll be back tomorrow.